The middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Simshin Mem, regarding the Terlodos of different Avmalachas, Sivav, Sam, page 380, Kovtzad Yomabez. Chutchel Tzvirosh Neftach, a thread of stitching that opened up. Also, Lamotcha, it's forbidden to pull it, stretch it, to make it taut, as it continues to have Kovtzad Yalef, Mishim Tayfer, because of stitching. Says Mishabura, Sivkat and Chavav. So this thread of the stitching that opened up, it's forbidden lamaschay hanidash and spurdu shtechatichas a begetum mitzvah. These two pieces of the garment separated a little bit from each other. And the threads of the stitching were pulled. He wants to pull the tip of the thread. To make it tighter and to connect it. Sivkat and Chavav. Zayin is forbidden mishum tayfer because of stitching. But does this is chayav chatas? This gemara is liable for a chatas. Oh, this is she'asa kesh lebesev. It makes the knot at the end. I feel the inish lakiyam, even if it's not permanent. I believe kesh klal, but without it, not at all. Potter is going to be exempt. The shartik naisamach says, look, the al yirabi that is inclined that still it's rabbinically forbidden. It's possible that for that reason, the mechaber writes in lashon of aser and achiyuva. So to include also such a case, the regard must inclined that sometimes you chayav even without a knot. For example, let's say there's other stitches besides these that got separated, and the v'yichayim even when you pull two stitches which are connecting one with the other, says the mishaber for this is b'mispar d'shalosh tefiras u'masachon. If let's say three stitches got separated and he's making them taut, chayim is liable up like yes to say the chayim even without making that. Now b'agam nevar k'tzas din interpret says parenthetical. We're gonna explain a little bit of the halachas of stitching. If someone makes two stitches, chayiv is liable. That's if he ties the edges of the threads from either side. Conditionally, teach me that it doesn't slip out. Even if it wasn't permanent, the ma'ishal kiyam if it was permanent, chayiv gam mishum kosher is liable also for the malacha of kosher making a knot. Now, because in chayiv, this all regarding the liability. Alin yisur regarding being prohibited. Yeshem the also something is forbidden. Vafulah also catch a call even if it doesn't make a knot at all. Okay, therefore, isn't Anoshim those men shetichiv in hakrayis in my beged b'machad that they stick the krayis with the garment with a needle, the shtet kifis with two pushes. Lav shabra abdi, they're not doing well, says the Kabbalah Sanhedrin. The master shalosh tefiras makes three stitches chayv af b'li kesh is liable even without a knot. Shodim is kayim as a tefila says the Rambam because the stitching is going to last. Siv zayin. Those who tighten their garments around their arms, through the thread, that they pull it to mashadik and it gets tightened. Pull that. Only if the holes are a little bit wide. And it's remedy with the stitching in the circle. So those that pull the garments tight around their arms. Dark and Haya, their way was to put a string through the sleeve on the arm. We wanted to tighten it, you would pull the thread, and it would make it very tight. So, you're not allowed to pull that. Only if the holes are they're a little bit wide, and they're remedied with the stitching. I mean, he does it in the mekalal tayv, but then it's not like stitching. To have a command to mech is kedusha below law. It's just like putting the hook back on the click, the snap back on the hook. That is kivin mesukin l'zebet midah, since it's always meant to be like this. To tighten it and when you're wearing it, and to loosen it when you want to take it off. So it's not like you're being like you're making anything. That's how it's always meant to be. Snap it on, snap it off. Now the main mahadka yafra. Now if it doesn't make it really that tight, sometimes he changes his mind just to like leave it there forever. And to take it off even when it's still tightened. Then us lahat kibush Shabbos, then you're not allowed to make it tight on Shabbos because that's somewhat of a permanence. Sivkat and Lamed, that it's Mesukanim b'tvira, says Mishbura Sviv HaNekem, around the hole. Baz afilachut tacha b'machat nekuba. Then even if the thread is stuck in with the thread in the hole, shutali from its midas where it's always there. Kedei lachnisa yal yod ban the kavim to be able to put it in through it into the holes. Sure, it's going to be permitted. It's not a problem about carrying. Since the needle is hanging on the thread, and the thread and the garment, it's not never separated from it. So again, this is how it's meant to be done. So like, we have these garments that have these, you just pull the string and it tightens the hoodie or whatever. So then that's not a problem about, like as if you're tightening a thread, as if you're stitching. You're just tightening and loosening. That's not a problem. The dishes. Dish number 66. Stitching. That's in the person's body. For example, that's a person gets what's called stitches at a time of a surgery or in a cut, a wound. Shlomo writes, even though there's room to say that there's no problem about taiver of stitching, however, but if there's no danger, one should not be lenient, because there is a concern of a issue deraisa, and that's a miskirelt is not sure, and that's a sheva lebi writes. Dish number 67, the Chaznish writes that sticking of the needle is not included in stitching. It's not considered, but connection that's done through like a snap or a button. If it's clear at all, it's not being done for the purposes of a permanent connection. It's just for making it tight just for momentarily. And it comes out that the custom is to be lean regarding this, and one does not have to be stringent. That's what in Tribus Gizmash just adds on. If someone wants to be stringent, he should be stringent. However, if it's recognizable that the pin is not going to remain in the garment, for example, let's say connecting the ends of a diaper with using a safety pin, the way the custom used to be when they used to diaper a baby. So right, so not to be stringent regarding this. And we will see later on that in such a situation, even the carbon disarnal would agree that's permitted. However, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman holds that even though you can allow mitzchus on those who do that for the reasons that were mentioned and for additional reasons, however, in practice, one should be stringent regarding this. That's written true with Mitzvah Yitzchak that the Ketchila, it is appropriate to be stringent regarding this. Look at the Shari Tshuva Sivka and Gimel. Now, connection is not done, but for a small amount of time. For example, let's say connecting the edges of a diaper with a safety pin. Tshuva Sivka and Gimel writes that even according to the Karban Nisanel, it's really considered like just connecting through a hook or buttons. Now, to connect papers through staples, this girl told that that's forbidden to do that because of Teifer, because of these metal things are not meant to be open and to close. They're permanent. Now, the Mishlam Zalman is not sure if connecting papers in such a situation is considered like Tzvira, like stitching, and he adds on. However, it's forbidden to do it because of Oven Dechel, of a weekday activity. Dish number 68, the Chaznish writes that even the Karban Nisanel did not have a mind to make this forbidden, because he writes, "Tevelt is noik had to bedaber." Even though in that time there were incredible ga'inim that stood at the breach, and also the people were yirechet, and his intention was only to wonder what's the reason in the ga'inim, and that's written in Tribus of Moshe, but he didn't actually say it's forbidden. I mean, that's a reference to the Mishnah Berurah that quotes those people that shtech ben akrai zem abeged b'machad. But putting in two stitches, which is like when you put in a safety pin, it's not necessarily that he held it, it's awesome. Dish number 69. In the words of Shulchan Aruch, you see that even the stitching is not permanent, it's forbidden because of Teifer. Because the tightening of the garment is only done for a small amount of time. And it would seem that that's also a pinned Ramo over here that doesn't contest on his words. However, from what the Ramo writes in Simchat Yud Zayin Sif Gimel, not to separate shoes that were stitched together in front of Amaretz, even though that it's stitching that's not permanent, sounds like that he holds Meikar then. Stitching that's not permanent is not forbidden. So Tilda would explains that even though according to the Ramah, you're not allowed to make a stitching that's not permanent. However, to tear a stitching that's not permanent, that's more to make a dent, since this tearing is done without an intention of stitching. And that's how it's explained. Shemesh Mechaz Yitzchak, that's the penal of Yashim. Look at Shemesh Mechaz Yitzchak over there that he writes, that the Chorin ask on this explanation that still the tearing is being done for some constructive purpose.
Now the Chazon Ish writes that according to the Ramah, there's no difference between stitching and tearing regarding this. Now, the Ramah holds that their stitching that is not going to last, and whether it's stitching, the tearing is stitching that's not going to last, either way, it's going to be forbidden. Another Rosh Hashanah holds that the Ramah holds that whether it be stitching that's not going to last, whether it be tearing stitching that's not going to last, it's actually permitted. And this said is not masakabi in the word of the Shulchan Aruch, it's because he relies on what he wrote previously. Now, closing a diaper by sticking together the flaps that stick, that are common, but Yashiv holds that's included in Tefira for temporary time, and therefore it's forbidden. Other than Miskarel holds that since the tape is made in such a way that even after it sticks, it's meant to open and close and to stick many times, it's considered like attaching through some type of a snap. And that's not considered tefer at all. And he adds in that, however, it is good to stick the flaps on the diaper from before Shabbos so that it's permanent, so that this connection is meant to be open at the close. So that's what's been of Shlomo Zalman or of Azna. However, according to Shlomo Zalman, because that's what for Shabbos, he says that stitching for a period of time is permitted. There's no problem with Issa Tefer. He went out the reasoning we mentioned before. However, regarding connecting the piece of a diaper that's made through scotch, meaning Velcro, that's no Isra, according to everyone, as we wrote in Be'alacha later on, Sefer Yedal de Maschari Zeh. Regarding sticking pieces together on, sticking the flaps of the diaper together after it was removed from the baby, what people do to, you know, to keep it folded over, according to those, a whole that stitching for a period of time is permitted. So the Aruch HaShabbos writes, it depends on what the Machlik is Marul Diskin and Shulm Zalman regarding if someone makes a knot that he doesn't intend to ever undo, but he has no need for this knot more than for a small period of time. Is that considered like making Keshel Shalkayama? We discussed this previously in Akdama to Simichun Yedzayin. So to over here, the sticking is meant to last, but the sticking has nothing to do with more than just a small period of time. And this girl holds that's forbidden to do this. There's number 70. To pull the string that's attached to a hat to make it tied around the head or something like that. And this girl holds it's permitted because it's not only permitted, it's only forbidden a tightening, that the purpose is to constrict the garment, that it should be in an organized, nice way. But when the purpose is just to, you know, that the hat doesn't fall off, that does no issa. Pulling the strings of the shoe, in this girl's holes, that even if the holes are narrow and there's no rings of iron like normally like the holes have, still permitted to do that because that's not the way of stitching. Tishu number 71, to connect buttons to a coat through a zipper. Shlomo Zalman holds that even if he intends to leave it connected always to the coat, however, That's not just but like a connection that's made through clasps, and therefore it's permitted. Another Minister else holds that if the norm is to leave it on the coat for a long period of time, then it's going to be forbidden to connect it to the coat because of Issa Teifer. It's also forbidden to remove it from the coat because of Issa Kireya. That's written in Shuvah Shiva Levi.